We are in a series, and next week we'll wrap it up, called Faith Wins. I want to read to you, before I start this particular message today, I want to read to you something the Lord gave me in Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 and 11 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do not forget that. These times are, you know what? If you've ever walked through a death with somebody, or like some others have come close to facing your end, I'm going to tell you that these events that are going on right now will disappear.
Yes.
When you face eternity, because all of us are going to face eternity. That time of our last breath or breaths that we breathe on this earth, all this stuff really fades away and becomes as what it really is. In the light of eternity, it means nothing. It's your life that counts toward your eternity. That's what's most important. And what we do in and for the kingdom of God is what lasts. All these other things, they're going to go on, they're going to keep going on. As Pastor Jim said, God hasn't changed. His grace hasn't changed. His word hasn't changed. None of it has. Are we going to be okay? Yes, we are. Is the country? Well, you'll see, huh? For us, as his children, his kids, what matters, what really matters, is our magnifying the Lord and staying focused on him, rejoicing in him. Because he has clothed us with the garments of salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Faith Wins is the series title. The Formulas of Faith. Anybody like formulas? Do you? You don't count it, FOMA. You're an industrial engineer. I want to give you some food for thought today. All right? The Formulas of Faith. I want you to understand this series being on faith. Faith always wins. Always. Fear always loses.
Yes.
And fear is the root of just about everything that is being perpetrated today. Fear is at the root. Fear is at the base. Fear is the purpose. Fear is what those around us want it to be magnified. Instead of faith, stay in faith. Because faith always wins. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. All right. We're going to make a confession again, just like we did last week. Can you stand with me, please? Pastor Rosie? Would you say this with me? Where I place my faith
is where I see my fruit.
If I'm not living in faith,
I'm not really living.
Faith comes
from the belief of my heart.
Faith requires
an action on my part.
My faith
takes hold
of God's grace.
Fear always loses,
but faith always wins
in my life.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's good to continue to say these things because you're releasing power into your life. You are speaking the truth. You are letting your life know, your surroundings know, your body know, your mind know what the truth is, rather than being inundated with everything else. Because there, you know, I said this before, there's this giant sucking sound that's trying to pull you in. Now, you got some deliverance today, some of you. You don't ever have to go back there, but you're going to decide every time. Do I go back there and do this? Don't have to. Don't have to. It was for freedom that Jesus set us free. Amen?
Amen.
I'd rather live in freedom than bondage.
Yes.
All right. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Don't go there. I'll just read this. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." This is the basis of our faith. This is where we jump start. This is where we take off from. This is where it happens. This is where God, he says, "Okay, great, you believe me. Now I can just dump on you." That's what I want to do. It blesses me to take care of you. It blesses me to bless you. It blesses me to see my grace being taken in to your life. And last week, for the last 3 weeks, we covered 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, when Paul exhorted Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on it, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In fighting the good fight of faith, this is what happens. Most people, most believers want to push the faith button. Hey, I've hit a circumstance. Hey, there's a problem in my life. Hey, there's something I'm facing. Hey, the bank book is like shattered. Hey, I'm bound to something I can't seem to get unstuck from. There's something attacking my body. And we want to push the faith button. This is kind of how we see it. We want to push the faith button and instantly see things change. But we go at this typically without any spiritual buildup at all. I'm not you, but everybody else. Okay? Our heart in this church is to build you up powerfully in might and in strength and knowledge and wisdom in the supernatural, in the power of God and authority, so that you can do great exploits. But it is important that we get built up. Well, because when we push that faith button, we want to see things change. Most people do not. Most believers have knowledge, but have not been transformed through revelation and the application of that knowledge. That's not you, right? Right? Okay. It is important to know what reserves we have spiritually in us, and so that we, when we face those areas where we're going to fight the good fight of faith, and again, this is intentional, that we have not, you've heard the term nerves of steel. That person's got nerves of steel. Well, how about nerves of faith? You got nerves of faith? Yeah, you do. And you're winners, not losers, in faith, in Jesus' name. So in tandem with fighting the good fight of faith, here's where I'm going, into the formulas of faith. Formulas of faith. Go with me, please, to Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Romans 3, verse 27. Paul writes, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Yes. Now he's speaking about faith in Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for us. The law of faith. There is a law of faith. Before we get into the formulas, we have to understand God established a law of faith. It is immovable. It is established by God. It is unchangeable. There is a law of faith. You know, I've had people come and tell me through the years that we've been going that we have some operating regulations and some legal operations in a church, and we're a grace church, right? Y'all know we're a grace. Does anybody not know we are a grace teaching church? So we teach the grace of God. I've had people come to me and say, well, why the rules? I thought this was a grace church. Huh. God is a God of order. And even under grace, Romans 6:14, we're not under the law, but under grace, right? We're not under the Mosaic law for righteousness. We're under the grace of God by faith in Jesus Christ. This is how this works. But we don't throw out operating principles and rules and things. The New Testament is full of regulations where God has put order into the church, order into our lives. And they're under particular laws, like the law of Christ, the law of liberty. It goes on and on. So don't confuse if you understand what grace is. There are laws in the New Testament, operating laws that work, that God has established. Under the law of faith, there are formulas that operate under this law. And I'm going to clear this up in a moment. Formulas or principles, if you like, work within God's established law, the law of faith. So I'm going to ask you again, wouldn't it be nice? Isn't it nice to have a formula? We can just push that button, plug everything in, and see the results. We don't even have to hardly know God. We don't have to know hardly anything about the Word. We just have to follow the formula and plug everything in, and we can expect instant results. Isn't that cool? I'm misleading you on purpose, you know. There are no formulas. I don't want to burst your bubble, but there are no formulas. Because that's what we want. It doesn't work that way. And let me tell you why. I want to explain to you why there's no formulas that have to do with faith under the law of faith. The law of faith was in existence from creation. With Noah, Abraham, and all the way forward. In the Old Testament, Israel was given the Mosaic Law with its 600 plus regulations. And it covered their spiritual lives, it covered their moral lives, and it covered civil law. Now the law that God gave Israel at that time was something that was good. It revealed the heart of God and His morality, His righteousness. It was designed to help them grow in faith. And when they saw and they understood His heart and His love and His care, and that they had choices to make, it really was a good thing. And it still is. And don't worry, I'm not going back to the Mosaic Law. But Israel turned this good and precious and just law that was for their benefit by their own interpretation into a vast, massive, complex formula for faith. That's what they did. They turned the law into something that if you plug everything in, you're going to be good enough with God to get. That's the bottom line. Massive and complex and difficult, but you plug everything in right the way we tell you to do it according to our interpretation, and this is what you get. It really became a formula for simply faith in God. Now this resulted in doing this, in building a formula out of the law, the Mosaic law. It resulted in condemnation and loss and grief and penalty and bondage, and it limited his grace. It became an appeasement of God. I'm going to do this so you don't destroy me, rather than something out of love. It created a misunderstanding of who God really is. It torqued and twisted everything. It distorted the reality of his heart and his love for people. And finally, it became a work instead of faith. This is how all this transpired. And so God says to us, under the law of faith, really the law of faith is only believe. That's the whole law, only believe. Under the law of faith, this is why God did not give us formulas for faith, because we would make a work out of it, exactly like the Israelites did when they received the law. Formulas sound really good to our flesh, don't they? Because they're easy. They sound easy. They sound like all I have to do is do this. I don't have to study anything. I don't have to get in the Word. I don't have to really know Him. I've done the basic. Okay, Jesus, I accept you in my life. You're my Lord and Savior. Now, here's what I want. I'm going to plug in the formula, and I expect my answer. It's like pulling a slot machine handle in Vegas and expecting triple sevens every time, or a full house, or whatever. Maybe you're not familiar with these things. I am. Oh, you are! And we can have fun today, right? Formulas sound really good to our flesh because our flesh wants works. Our flesh does. Do you know our spirit does not? Our spirit wants faith. The Spirit of God inside of us wants us to live in faith and believe God. Our flesh wants a formula because our flesh wants to turn it into a work and make it work that way. Without faith. Our flesh wants performance. And we know that our flesh never, ever, ever performs well. God says, to make it simple for you, no formulas. Just believe me. Only believe. Under the law of faith. Let me share some quick things for you. In all these years that I've been going to school and studying and teaching about the grace of God and faith and so on, I explained last week, Rosie and I have lived in faith. We live in faith every day. I don't say that as something boastful. That is something that we choose to do. We believe God. It is our life, our lifestyle. That's it. It's to believe God for everything. Now, I was in the garage last week And after 10 years of being in this house and 10 years of working on this house, because when we bought it, it needed everything. I finally get to the garage and I get to make it into my motorcycle shop. Woohoo! I get all done and I get to the last part of the last thing that I'm working on, and I lost a screw. And of course the cars are out of the garage and I lost a screw. And I'm thinking, oh great, that's going to look really good in a tire. Because that's where our tires have magnets. Do you know that, right? For screws and nails, and that's going to look really good in one of our tires. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. Lord, I'm going to be in faith. Lord, you know where that screw is. Will you show me where it is? And I had this sense of, yep, all done. Now, I looked for it. I'm not going to tell you I didn't look, but I looked. I couldn't find it. He says, I've got it. Then I believe you, Lord. I believe you. It's not going to get in the tire. 2 days later, I was shuffling around some things, and there it was. And the Lord said, see? Let me give you another one. There was no formula in this. None. I asked. I believed. He did. The law of faith. One time I could give you testimony after testimony, teaching healing school, when we had healing school, and I taught healing for a lot of years and seen a lot of miracles. When I teach prosperity, I see a lot of breakthroughs. When you teach the word, things happen because faith arises and people begin to actually believe God and step into it. And I was teaching healing school one day, and a man from Canada came to healing school, and he was loaded with cancer. And I said, well, do you want me to pray for you? He said, yeah, but not the way you want. He said, I want you to pray a father's blessing. I said, really? Yeah, I want you to pray a father's blessing. That's all I came for. Now, I'd never prayed a father's blessing. So I said, Lord, by faith, I'm going to pray this. And I prayed over him a father's blessing. And he received what he needed to receive. I wasn't even sure what it was. And he went home to Canada. And it wasn't very long after that he called, and all the cancer had disappeared. But there wasn't a formula. He didn't even come for prayer for the cancer. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yes.
And can I give you one more? Yes. I might as well give you this one too. There's a lot of them. I haven't used a formula for faith ever, but believed God. Simply believed God. Has it always been without a fight? No, it's many times been battling. The battle within me. Circumstances, the feelings, the pain, the things like that. But ultimately, believing God. Last year, when the corona hit, we had to make a lot of changes in the church. And of course, there was a lot of unknowns. And a lot of negative government influence in a lot of things, which you all know. And of course, leading a church at this particular time of our lives and the country and before the return of Jesus has got some stress to it. And I hit a point last August, I think, my blood pressure went up. The stress on my mind, my heart, caused my blood pressure to peak. to stroke level. Yes. And I found out after a couple of months. So I went to the doctor. Now I'm still in faith. And I went to the doctor. And I said, you know, the stress, I can't deal with everything right now. I can't knock the stress out right now. I'm working on this with the Lord. So I said, doctor, I hadn't been to a doctor in a long time. I need something to help knock this down so I don't stroke out while I'm working my way off. And so they gave me blood pressure pills. Now, yes, I've been taking them. In faith. In our grace teaching, faith teaching, understanding, many times we think that it's sin or illegal, in a sense, to go to a doctor or to take drugs if needed. Well, I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't have been here right now. I'd been home with the Lord. Because my faith hasn't changed. I still pray for people and I still see miracles. I will tell you that my blood pressure is coming down. Because it wasn't. Even on the pills. Now, I'm saying this to tell you there's no formula. Do I intend to get off the blood pressure pills? Absolutely. But you know what had to happen? Might as well spill it all, right? I needed to get rewired inside. Do you know what we'll call it type A personality is?
Yeah.
Kind of hyper and always thinking and always doing and kind of busy and thinking ahead and doing those things. That's me. That's how I've lived. And what I came to was the fact that this, with the stress, now this is my prayer time with the Lord. How do I do this in faith to where I can back off these things in faith and under my authority with my confession and do this? There's no formula for this. And the Lord was very clear. He said, you need to be rewired in how you deal with stress. He said, you're not dealing with stress my way. Oh, okay. So he's been taking me through a rewiring program in how I process personally stress. And in that, and in my prayer time, and in my relationship with him, and in my understanding of God's grace, and the knowledge that I know, and I don't mean just head, but in my heart, that I am healed. I'm seeing it now come down and come down. And I'm going all the way, okay? Because my time's not up. And I'm not going home sick. So I said that, all that whole testimony to tell you that there is no formula. In everything you do, however God leads you to do according to the word and his will, do it in faith. As you're making steps to get where God has called you to be, where God has for you, that place that he has for you. Is this making sense?
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Would I still teach healing? Absolutely. Because it's the truth. I've had sick people pray for others and get them healed. I've had people that are paralyzed pray for others and get them healed. You still have the same authority.
Yeah.
You still have the same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit. Don't ever judge somebody who's taking meds or going to a doctor, but staying in faith. This is not just for you. This is for those out there that are listening to the podcast, because there's a ton of confusion in this. Do I promote drugs and doctors? Absolutely not. Did I need to step up? Yeah. Because it had nothing to do, my wiring was overriding the manifestation that I knew was mine. And I needed to deal with the wiring first. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. No formulas. God doesn't give us formulas because we would make a work out of them. But if you really want formulas, let me give you some. Okay? Now, I never was a math whiz. That's why I wasn't an engineer. But I have some very simple math type formulas for you to help you understand operating under the law of faith and how this works. You ready? Okay. Faith plus grace equals eternal life with all the benefits, abundance, blessings, and more. Faith plus grace equals eternal life with all the bennies. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Number 2. Faith plus relationship with God equals trust and confidence in His faithfulness to you. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Number 3, faith plus rest. Now, I don't mean sleepy kind of rest. I mean resting in His finished work, where you're assured in your heart that what God has said and what God has done is done. Faith plus rest in the finished work, or excuse me, faith plus rest equals the finished work assured before you see it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Number 4, faith plus the Word of God equals revelation plus transformation, which equals supernatural change. You want me to repeat any of those? That one? Yes? I can't hear you. Yes? Okay. Faith plus... I'll go through them again. Faith plus the Word of God equals revelation plus transformation, which equals supernatural change. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Number 5, faith plus a corresponding action equals manifestation. Faith plus a corresponding action equals a manifestation. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. Next one. Faith plus love equals security in His care. Galatians 5, verse 6. Last 3, faith plus performance equals zero. Next one, faith plus doubt and unbelief equals zero. And the last one, faith plus double-mindedness equals zero. You want me to read them again? You can get them on the podcast. All right. The bottom line is that faith with the application of what the Word says equals something good, positive, blessing, wholeness, health, deliverance, God's favor, prosperity, preservation, righteousness, peace, and joy. It equals the supply of every need. It equals the answer to every prayer. It equals all that God has for us. Faith plus what the Word says. Those are the formulas. God wants us to simply believe him and what he says and move in that. It really is living by faith. So are we clear that there are no formulas? I can give you testimony after testimony after testimony. Let me give you one more. When Rosie and I were in Bible school, we lost almost everything. I mean, we lost huge. We weren't working. God said, go to school and don't work. I'll supply. Financially. And you know what? God not only brought us out of that, but he has with a, I'm going to tell you it's a low salary by choice that we take, has been so incredibly generous to us that he has blown us away. By faith. We sow, we give, we do for him, for his kingdom. We sow into his church and into his kingdom personally. And you know what? It's not any one particular thing, it's everything by faith. Not one formula. It's not giving to get. It's giving and doing because this is what he's asked. By faith, and he gives back. And I'm telling you, God has been more generous to us than we have ever even known. It makes no worldly sense. But we've done it by faith, not a formula. Now there are many of us who want the formulas, or we're working within a formula, and we maybe not realize it, or maybe we do. Stop it. It is time to break those formulas. When we figure out that it's messing us up, that they become a work or an area of performance in our lives, that we're trying to gain from God something he's given us by doing the right things. If I confess enough, if I take enough authority, if I do this in the right place at the right time, we're making a formula. Instead of saying, God, I believe you. There are times to take your authority, absolutely. I'm big on that. There are times to make your confession and state and declare the truth and allow power to be released because it is, and make changes and speak to mountains. But it is all within the realm of faith, not formula. If you're trying to get your healing or your prosperity, or your job, or your relationship, or your relationships, or something in your life, by doing, or plugging in, or trying to make something fit, and then doing it and following it as a rule of your life, you have a formula. They backfire. They have become a work. And that's probably what's keeping you from receiving. It's a very vicious cycle that we get into because it is so subtle. It's sneaky. We think we're doing the right thing. We think we're doing enough. We think we're doing everything the way we should. We think we're giving enough, and we're doing this, and we're, and on and on and on. And you know what? What happens is we have made a formula, and that formula has become a work rather than faith. Am I making sense?
Yes.
You want to break the formulas that we're in? Anybody? Stand up. We're going to break them right now. Okay? Don't stand up if you're not operating into formulas. You see how prevalent this is? Look around. It's pretty much everybody. This is how our flesh works. Our flesh says, make a formula. Our flesh says, this is how we get God to do it. Our flesh says, this is what makes faith click. Our flesh, we got it all backwards. And then our flesh wonders why we're not seeing it. And we're not seeing it because we're not doing it by faith. We're doing it by a formula. It is so sneaky and so subtle in our lives. It doesn't belong here, but it takes recognizing it. Amen? Close your eyes with me. Let's break this in Jesus' name. Father God, and you want to say this with me, Father God, in Jesus' name, I repent. I've made a formula out of faith. And that formula, or formulas, that I've been operating under, I reject them. I break them and I leave them behind now in Jesus' name. And by faith, with your word and who you really are, what you've said and what you've already given me, by grace, I'm going to live without a formula from now on in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, if I start building a formula instead of believing by my heart, show me so I can break it off my life and live simply believing you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You're blessed. Amen. You faith people, because what you did was you opened the doors for grace to take place instead of the formula. Formulas never work because we can't make formulas without making it a work. Period. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Have a great week, everybody.